Jetzt gibt's Cheez-It, ein neuer knuspriger Snack, der köstlich nach Käse schmeckt. Hol dir jetzt deine Packung im Handel und das Beste, du kannst sie einmal gratis testen. Wer will heute Abend den Cheez-It? Cheez-It, der Cheez-It. Jetzt zum Gratis-Testen. Teilnahme ab 18 Jahren. Kauf- und Kassenbon-Upload bis 30. Juni erforderlich. Nur solange der Vorrat reicht. Teilnahmebedingungen auf Aktionspackungen und auf cheez-it-aktion.de.
And that's why you begin by calling them people of Earth. It centers Hank on his implanted identity and curbs his destructive powers.
Right, right. I keep forgetting. But after the episode, I still need you to explain how this affects all of reality, Dr. Ward.
Everything will be explained. And please, call me Director Ward.
Right, yes, Director Ward. I want to help, obviously. Okay, let's get this one started. This is all so helpful. The following podcast is not real. Real podcasts feature voice acting and layered audio soundscapes and story arcs, and this one has, well, you've heard it. But still, if you're here expecting to listen, you've left us no choice but to go through with it. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. So
no, quickly. It's okay.
But I'm pretty sure we said we were going to start these with Bad Boys.
Shit, you're right.
Oh, okay. but we already started the podcast, so I lost my fucking bet.
Oh, no. Chunt.
Okay. And there's such high odds on it. Such high odds.
I refuse
to edit this even a little bit. I'm so sorry, buddy.
That's what you keep telling me.
Yeah. Well, here, but still, let's put our hands in together and try not to hit our mics.
Okay.
Right. We ride together.
We die together.
Bad boys for life. Sorry, did I say fur life or for life?
No.
Blacked out.
You said fur life, but that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, for me that is.
Yeah.
My subconscious is on point. Sorry, Arnie, continue.
Living that comfy fur life.
Chun, are you still wearing that comb?
Yeah, at this point, the stitches have fallen out, but I don't know. There's something about this cone. It makes me feel tall. Is this what you feel like?
Yeah, except I don't lick myself that much.
Arnie?
That much.
Would you two mind... No, never mind.
What?
You, sir, would you mind magicking you and Arnie cones so all three of us can be fucking cone heads?
Oh, that's fun. I really like that. Eroth, turtle, turtle.
Hey! Couple of cone bros.
Wonderful. Look at us now. It's like I'm wearing a Ribaldo.
I'm not wearing this cone.
Arnie, come on.
Come on.
Look, I don't need to re-record audio to fix my audio problems.
Shut up. Ooh, can I say? I almost forgot. I signed us up. There's a new seer in town. I don't know if you've heard about this. His name is Visionary Victor, and he does family portraits. And so I signed us up for his seer's family portrait. And I am so excited because what he does, the seer, he sees into the future. Mm-hmm. So the portrait he draws or paints is going to be of what we will look like in like 6 months or something. Is that fun? Wow. Can we all make time for that?
Yeah, I could look so different 6 months from now.
Usador?
Could we all
wear something like a little sweater vest that's the same?
I like that. Maybe I wear a little bow tie and I'm in the middle on Arnie's knee.
I love about this idea is we can go to the seer and we can just promise that in 6 months from now we'll wear those outfits. So yes. We don't have to do shit now, but in 6 months, if we have those outfits...
He should see it.
Exactly.
Because I thought, you know, one, it's very cheap to get Sears family portraits. And then also, what, like a year ago, you sort of got shots for his glamours?
That's true.
Lasers shooting off behind your spells?
Yes, you could see my many different forms and glamours perfectly captured. The thing I like about the Sears studio, though, is that he has that deer in a canoe. So you can just watch that while you're having your picture taken. It's that Roebuck.
Yeah.
The Sears Roebuck.
And I've had friends who've gone, and it's a lot of, if you're smaller, I guess the seer is very patronizing, where he'll like put a little puppet and go, look over here. So I hope he doesn't try that shit with me, because I'm not a little kid.
Although, I'm sorry, I heard a rumor Didn't all the Seers close down?
What?
All the Seers closed? Like their visions are shut? Their third eyes are closed?
Yeah, they should have seen that coming.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. What a tragic day. Well, after so much terror we've seen this week, I suppose that it's not surprising that this news is just getting to us now, for we spent so many days together working and traveling and fighting vampires.
That's right, listeners. Last week, you might remember, look, I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon, and I went off to fight all these vampires in Castle Hawkspire close by. But there's still so many vampires there. So my good buddies, Usidor and Chunt, came along, and we went and fought like waves and waves of vampires. Yeah.
Get some. I mean, it got so hectic, Arnie, at one point, I got bit in the fangs by a neck.
You got, what's this?
I said it got so hectic, and then you say, how hectic did it get?
How? Wait, you want me to say that? You want me to
it's
say,
too late
how
now.
Hectic I got, would it get?
I got bit in the fangs by
like
a neck.
Few too many syllables in that. I'm sorry. But no, you set it up again.
No, it's
fine. He got bit in the fangs by a neck.
That's how wild it got.
Yeah.
Yes, it was terrifying.
I covered myself head to toes, arm to arm, hand to hand, legs to nuts, with garlic, and just spun in a circle. And Arnie... oh, that was the greatest feeling I've ever had. Vampires just turning into cylinders of dust.
I just kept throwing a knife in front of me, like, knife, 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 knife. And then I turn around, knife, 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 knife.
And Usidor and I have the marks on our backs to indicate that maybe you should stop that. Throw lemons, if anything.
I'm so sorry. Because, you know, I kept thinking there are vampires coming at me from all directions, but I should have remembered, Arnie, your friends are in some of those directions.
Yes, it's also probably... partially my fault for trying to train you and putting that helmet on you with the visor you couldn't see through.
Yeah. Even though if I could see, it wouldn't have helped. I mostly had my eyes closed.
I thought if you could learn to reach out with your feelings, and then perhaps you'd become an even greater warrior and start on your true path towards greatness.
Yeah, and Arnie, I'm sorry that for like 3 days there, I kept saying, never tell me the odds. I do want to know the odds, because I want to place bets on our fights and everything.
That's
I think
true.
I was just being a little proud.
Usidor, thank you for helping me out. You're forcing it a little bit, but...
You think I'm forcing it?
Yeah, you're forcing it. As a ghost, you're forcing it a little bit.
But it's only through the Force that we can learn to become our greatest selves.
Follow-up question, how so?
How do we use this Force?
Search your feelings.
Yeah, how do you use the Force? You always mention the Force. What are like the practical efforts to deploy the Force? What is it? What do you do? Squeeze your thumbs? Squint real hard? What?
One, stand upside down on one hand in a swamp. Two.
That's one? That's the first thing I have to do?
Yeah, of course.
Pass.
Pass. Right. Yeah, that's a pass for me, dog. Hey, Arnie. Sorry, I don't know if this is our guest, but did you want to talk about the elephant in the room?
Our sexual tension between the two of us?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's but happening. We'll save that for Patreon content. I'm saying, do you want to talk about the elephant in the room? Don't look now.
What?
There's an elephant in the room.
Are we doing old-timey announcer voices this episode?
Patreon.com/magic tavern.
Excuse me. I couldn't help but notice your trunk. Are you some sort of pachyderm?
Oh, yeah. I keep a lot of things in my trunk. Open it up for you and show you all the things I got?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind, please.
Yeah, there's lots of little goodies, things that you bring from place to place. Always good to have stuff with you, you know what I mean? Do you carry your trunk around?
No, I guess I just have pockets in my fur, if that makes sense.
And I don't need a trunk when I can fit anything into my hat.
Ah! You pulled out a single flower?
That's right.
And I love it.
You look to be a tiny little elephant.
Arnie.
I may be a tiny elephant, but that doesn't make me any less of the man that I am. My name is Stampede!
Do we have to say it like that?
What? What way?
Well, you sort of said... I would just have normally said Stampede, but you sort of said Stampede.
That's what I said. Stampede! No?
I think it's dealer's choice there,
I feel like we say it the same way. I feel like both ways you said it and the way I said it was exactly the same, no?
Sure. Yeah. I know. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Stan, it's a pleasure to have you here today. What brings you here to the town of Nibblebottom with your trunk in tow?
Well, your trunk and multiple toes, to be fair.
And two trunks.
Fair enough.
Two trunks, yeah. And one is like a sort of like a travel trunk, and the other is a nasal trunk?
Yep, two trunks, one elephant. So the thing is for me, like, it's the pleasure's really all mine because I came here to find Arnie, the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Arnie, it's incredible to meet
That's
you.
Me. Also, yeah. And thank you, Stan. I'm noticing that it's all names and titles that you say that way.
What? I still have no idea what you're talking about. Every single person I said in my name and everything is how I'm saying it.
There's sort of an upward inflection to everything you say when it comes to names and titles.
What's your name?
My name is Chunt the Shapeshifter.
Oh, nice to meet you, Chunt the Shapeshifter. Oh.
I wish you would have said it the same way as everyone else.
I like that.
I think I did.
I trust your memory over mine. Go ahead.
Yeah, they always, you know what they always say? An elephant never...
Never what?
Never
tries too
never
hard.
Never cries?
No, tries. An elephant never tries too hard and then feels disappointed. We always set expectations at a normal expectation rate.
But I'm so sorry to interrupt, Stan, but do elephants cry too hard?
Too hard? There's no such thing as crying too hard, and no matter how hard you need to cry is the perfect amount that you should be crying.
What a lovely sentiment.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and kudos on your graveyards. I heard they're... very neat. Is that rude?
No. Okay. I appreciate it. It's one of those things that people feel like they can't say anything, and it's like you want people to say stuff, but you can't tell people to say stuff, and then no one says anything, and you're like, can someone say something about my graveyard? So I appreciate it.
Also, Stan, I just noticed you're wearing a swimsuit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's actually like a seersucker type swimsuit. Three trunks.
Wait, it's a seersucker's suit?
Mm-hmm.
What? Who's doing what to seers?
You ever sucked a seer? The crazy part is they know exactly how it's going to end, so sometimes they apologize before they ejaculate prematurely. But enough about me. Well, actually, can I focus on me for a sec?
Yeah, please. Stan, you're fascinating.
I wanted to talk to you, Arnie, the greatest warrior in all of Foon, because I got a problem and I need your help.
Arnie, of course. I mean, are you being attacked by a team of vampires?
I wish. Then I could do something about my problem.
Oh.
Well, anyone else want to guess, or do you want me to just say
I'll
it?
Take a guess.
Okay.
Are you being attacked by a team of werewolves? We met a werewolf last week.
I wish. That would solve all my problems.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go internal seasonal depression.
That is something I do sort of struggle with a little bit, but it's
I'm so sorry to hear.
That's okay. It's good. It's good for us to notice those things and do what we need to do to help, you know? Sometimes I just have one of those lamps.
I know what it is. You're thinking about going back to school, but you're afraid that going to culinary school isn't a good move for you at this point in life.
And then I'll piggyback on that and say you've never been kissed?
I have definitely been kissed. I literally just told you what I did as a seersucker before, which would basically mean that I did that without forcing someone to kiss. Not forcing, but like, you sometimes, like, you want to kiss.
Obviously, you didn't force
someone to kiss. We're all kiss. Kiss. Yeah.
Do we all get multiple questions? And I know that was a question for me.
I was just ready to say it, but then you all started asking questions, and I was like, I just want to make sure that you're all...
How about we just do one more loop around? Everybody gets one more.
Okay, and if it applies, but it isn't applied to my specific problem, then I say, like, warm...
Great. Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Everyone only gets one, because if someone else does two, then we're all going to want to do two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Arnie, are you going first?
Oh, that was Usur's question.
No.
Damn, wasted.
This is fun.
Is it? Fuck.
Oh, you got your question. Only person left, I think, is John.
Did I win?
Oh.
Arnie, buddy.
Well, I guess you'll just have to tell us now. We wasted all of our questions.
Oh, I had a good one, too.
Okay. So, it might be hard to tell by my stature, because as you've all pointed out, I am small in size. But I am one of the greatest assassins that Foon had ever seen.
Oh.
And if I don't kill something soon, the League of Extra Short Gentlemen is going to cut me loose.
Hmm.
And basically, if you don't kill a certain person or anything in a certain amount of time, they send you to a retirement home. And I don't want to do that. I'm not ready for that sort of life.
to get caught up in semantics, the League of Extraordinarily Short Gentlemen.
Extra short, but we are extraordinary.
The League of Extra Short Gentlemen.
Yeah, extraordinarily is just too long of a word.
Of course. Short. I mean, like, I understand. Much like what?
It's very different than them.
The League of Extra Short Gentlemen, you said they were going to cut you loose. Now, wouldn't it be that they lift you out?
Does that make sense?
They could lift me out of three or stacked on top of one another, but if they're not stacked on top of one another, that's not going to happen. And I guess I was using the language of cut me loose, but what I mean is I wouldn't be part of the league anymore. And it's not a ridiculous thing when you said extraordinarily short gentlemen, because that is another group. They're just a little bit shorter than us. So that's a totally different one.
Have you ever thought about banding together, joining forces?
Why?
No, just to save on mileage.
So many syllables. The League of Extraordinarily Short Gentlemen and Extra Short Gentlemen. What? Yeah. I mean,
well, the way you did it sucked.
I don't want to go to a retirement home.
So, Stan, these are a bunch of assassins, and if you get kicked out, they say you get sent to a retirement home. Have you ever actually seen this retirement home or seen anyone that has gone to this retirement home?
To Droopy Knockers?
What's the name of the place?
Droopy Knockers Retirement Home?
Oh, I get it.
Knocker's retirement home.
I get it because everyone's so short that the knocker for the door is way down low.
Up for interpretation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, basically, what I was suggesting is I think there's some chance that the assassins are just killing people and then saying they're sending them to a retirement home. But now that I've heard it's called Droopy Knockers, I've never wanted anything to be real more than I want Droopy Knockers to be real.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of older people who are not considered valuable anymore taking tires off of things and putting new tires on, taking tires off of things and putting new tires on. It's awful!
I've had it with people not respecting the elderly community, for I myself am 350 years old, and if people do not find value in someone who brings their wisdom and their experience to the table, then I shall have words with them. They shall sit and they shall listen to me talk about how upset I am for at least 3 hours, and the entire time I shall feed them peppermints and make them soup.
That sounds really delightful.
What? I fell asleep.
Usador. Well, Stan, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back to learn more about what we can do to possibly help you. In the meantime, while we go to a break, do you mind maybe doing like a short elephant waltz?
An elephant waltz?
Yeah.
Sure.
No, I think that's the intro to Doug.
So, Stan, you need my help because you used to be the greatest assassin in all of Foon.
The greatest assassin in all of Foon! Stan Pete!
What are some of your great assassinations that you've done in the past?
I'm not, like, really supposed to be talking about it, but it's just, if there's certain people that you felt were, like, really rising up in the ranks and suddenly disappeared, that's a Stan Pete situation.
I heard whispers of you on the wind, but ne'er did I think you were real. The Pachyderm.
Maybe if you think you should go see theater, don't go see theater that night. Maybe if you think you're going to go to a dance party, don't go to a dance party that night. I'll trample you.
How do you trample a person? You're so small.
He's an elephant, Arnie. That's what elephants do. They trample you.
Yeah, you're a little lean to do that to anyone.
For me to trample?
Yes.
Oh, I think I found my next person, huh?
Stan, you think I'm too small to trample?
You think I'm too small to trample?
Stan, relax.
Stan, stop poking him in the chest with your trunk.
Sorry. Did I hurt you? I'm sorry.
Yes. But I can shape-shift my ribs back. It's fine.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No,
I really let
my
anger get the best of me, and I really feel really bad, and I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's truly, terrifying.
As you get a little bit older, it gets harder to do this stuff, and it's how you think about all the stuff before.
Stan.
Yeah, can we get you some food or something to drink?
Sorry, I had to blow my nose.
That's okay. Oh, that's all right.
That went everywhere.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm so sorry.
I mean, sometime your tea's gone cold. You wonder why you got out of bed at all, right, Stan? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's probably some amount of seasonal depression. It's probably some amount of stress because you have to accomplish this deed. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about it. We're cool. And honestly, I hope we can leave here being friends.
Stress stinks.
Okay, that wasn't the response I was looking for, but...
Arnie works. Arnie, do you have any recommendations?
Well, from my experience, you just got to pick up any kind of jewels or gems that are around. Mm-hmm. And if you collect enough of those, then you'll get like a knife or a whip or like the ability to fling holy water. And then you just fucking throw it in every direction and you're going to kill some stuff.
The ability to fling holy water? I don't think it's that hard.
Thank you so much. And to hear you just share that expertise with me, I just appreciate it so much. And I just want to say how valuable it sounds like you are and how much I appreciate you and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, Stan's wrapping his trunk around Arnie's neck in a little hug.
I hate to be a stickler here. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to fuck my mom?
But?
You're going
to... You're gonna butt fuck his mom.
Classic stickler.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Usador.
Well, I was just concerned that maybe killing a vampire wasn't considered an assassination, and if you technically have to assassinate someone.
I have to kill.
If you're just killing, then you're probably fine.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
So, what makes it an assassination? Like, does it have to be someone that doesn't deserve it?
I think it has to be someone who doesn't see it coming, right? Because if they see it coming, it's murder.
Well,
right.
I think in the past, oftentimes it was done for hire, but in this situation, I'm desperate. I'll do it in any way possible. I just got to get a kill under my belt.
Oh, and that's a beautiful belt, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Why does the League care if you haven't been hired to assassinate someone? What do they care? I'm sure assassinations are few and far between, very high paying, but it's not like you're assassinating someone every single day of the year, I assume. But maybe I'm wrong about that.
I think a lot of times, as people who are extra short, people make a lot of assumptions about us, and so I think that there's a certain way where, by maintaining this level of power and control, it makes us feel as if we're somebody, you know? And so I think they feel like if you don't do that, then if you're not really part of that anymore because you're just an average guy.
You're not asserting yourself into the foray anymore, as they say.
Yes.
Oh, well, perhaps... If killing a vampire is sufficient, you could do that. But I'm sure the three of us can come up with someone we need assassinated.
And
right?
Thank you so much for that support. And the way that you said that and reflected what I said back to me made me feel so heard. And I'm just so appreciative of the way that you did that. So I want to say thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. I appreciate
it. And for elephants, it's very important to be heard, right?
Mm-hmm. Because as they say, an elephant never... appreciates it when people don't hear what they're saying.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
They always say that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a herd mentality here. Mm-hmm. Anyone who talks, we listen.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure you heard a who.
Who? Me?
No, Stan.
Heard a who?
A who.
Yes, there was one time where there was a who, and they were talking to me, and I was the only one that could listen to them. And they said, there's problems here, and then we actually ended up writing a musical about it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's the name of the musical?
Hoosicle the Musical?
Hoosicle.
Heard of
musical.
It?
But then I think, wasn't there legal action against you, a cease and desist, because of copyright infringement? You got Seussicled?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And also because musicals had been done before. Oh, and they said, you can't do another musical. We've already got one.
Bummer. Got the one.
Mm-hmm.
Musical is one of my favorite shows.
Very good. Oh, the antler scene. Amazing.
The antler scene. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. It's so funny, and then you cry at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the antlers crawl into the audience.
Arnie, you're thinking of the ant scene.
Oh.
The ants crawl into the audience.
Yes. Ants marching. My favorite musical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's put our heads together. Sorry, not you, Stan. Sorry. It's kind of a get out of there. Who do we need to be assassinated? I mean, should we have Stan kill, like, Honk? Like, assassin kill assassin?
Honk the assassin.
And that feels like a victimless crime?
That's right. So assassin on assassin crime.
Interesting. That's an interesting one.
I mean, we always want someone to kill Drip Fang.
Yeah, right.
That'd be a good one. What about, here's one that's like a classic assassination. A regal assassination, Princess Trachea Aurelia.
Ooh.
It's now the co-ruler of Northeastia.
Ruler, yeah.
But then Tom Blaine would be in charge all by himself, and is that any better?
What if we assassinate them both? I mean,
Can I say how much I appreciate the three of you putting your heads together to try to figure out how to help me? It's so nice to feel that level of support from all of you, and you're all doing an incredible job.
Well, I don't want to make you feel like we're doing something that we wouldn't want to do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we probably need somebody assassinated if I'm going to be perfectly honest.
If there's something I can do for you, that's what I'd want to do.
And then you can get paid for it, because I think if you're doing your craft and you reach a certain level, you deserve to be compensated.
No, doing this for you would be payment enough. Oh, I'm just so glad to be able to help you.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then.
What about Saucy Kyle?
Mm.
Oh,
you know the guy who sits by the door, and anytime you go to open the door and you push instead of pull or something, he has something to say about it.
That guy's
Saucy Kyle?
Yeah,
that's
that guy's
Saucy Kyle.
40% eyebrow.
Who's the guy that in the middle of town that just sits in that big tub of sauce and just
farts?
That's
the other 60%.
That's Condiment Kyle.
Condiment Kyle.
Not to be confused with Condom Kyle.
Mm. He's always latex to things. I've met him.
Better latex than never.
True.
Stan, I gotta say, I really appreciate your level of emotional intelligence.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much, too, you saying that, because it's always good to be seen by other people. I'm not just a stone-cold killer, you know? I'm someone with feelings.
But you are a stone-cold killer.
Yeah, but not just a stone-cold killer.
Yeah, you got more tricks in your trunk.
Yeah.
More junk in your trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a hot ass.
Oh, I wasn't going to say anything, but of course I noticed.
We wouldn't have commented
to be
on
the
that.
Sort of elephant with a lot of junk in my trunk and a hot ass and another trunk.
Well, that's why you're traipsing around in those swim trunks.
Absolutely.
Trunks on trunks on trunks. Did we ask, Stan, what's your weapon of choice? Do you just trample? Do you solely trample? Do you squeeze with your trunk? What do you blow a dart? Is there like a poisonous dart you can blow out of there?
My favorite way to kill?
Yeah.
I guess I'd say kindness.
Okay.
Shit. Walk us through that. I was gonna assume maybe like the old slit and sleep. Oh, how do you kill someone with kindness? Your way.
Well, my way is you just get yourself into a situation, mm-hmm. figure out how to be as kind as you possibly can to people, and eventually, they're gone.
And when you say eventually, that's like
usually takes about 15 minutes.
Minutes, okay.
Yep.
Oh. Wow.
Depends when you're as good as I am.
And when you say, quick, what is the quick?
You gotta see it to understand it.
Okay.
But I love how much you're asking all these questions, because it sounds like you're really trying to get to the bottom of the situation.
I am going to go to the bar to get some peanuts.
I hate when those nuts are covered in piss.
I love it. Would anyone else, I'm sorry you don't care for that, Stan. Would the rest of you would like some peanuts?
No, you gotta stop serving peanuts in this
Arnie,
place.
Arnie, would you like to go with me to the bar to get some peanuts?
Fine.
Oh, stern daddy, uh-oh.
Chunt, would you like to go with us to the bar to get some peanuts?
Okay,
Usador,
we'll help you out. Stan, would you like to go to the bar to get some peanuts?
You're the elephant in the room.
Yeah, I mean, no. You guys go get those peanuts. I think I'll just hang out here by myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back.
Okay. I don't really want these peanuts.
And you needed help?
No, shut up. Listen to me. Stan just admitted that he kills people with kindness, and it only takes about 15 minutes, which is about how long we have left in this episode. And Stan has been very kind to us. And Arnie in particular.
Oh, shit. 15 minutes left in the episode. We gotta do emails.
No, shut up. Listen.
I guess I don't understand. Okay.
Stan might be trying to kill Arnie. Or one of us. But probably Arnie.
Oh, I just said I don't understand. Understand. understand as the floorboards. I'm getting bored of Usador's explanations. The explicit what? Nation of the extra short League of Gentlemen? Extra League?
That. League of Extra Short Gentlemen.
I lost a thread. Arnie,
he's
what do you
definitely
think?
Definitely going somewhere.
Thank you.
So, if Stan killed me, then Stan would be not just the greatest assassin in all of Foon, but the greatest warrior in all of Foon.
Exactly. Now, think about that sort of consolidation of power. It's unacceptable.
But if we're wrong, we're accusing
fools.
The most adorable little assassin I've ever seen of being underhanded, and all he's doing is being super kind to us.
Hey, yeah, I have an idea.
He's just a little sweetie pie.
I have an idea. Let's all slowly crane our heads to turn and look at Stan.
Okay. Slower.
We must slower. Of river with all the force of a
oh, he's singing while smiling and waving at us.
Of the dark lord wizard, mysterious as the darkest side of food.
Okay, I'm just
he's got a wicked voice.
Back now. I'm going to grab this bag of peanuts. Oh, take it over to the table. You guys follow me, but act like we weren't talking about this.
Okay, before we get back to the table, though.
Yes.
Usador, here's this whip. Chunt, here is...
You're giving him a whip? He's such a diva.
Axe.
Okay.
And I'll hold this knife, this repeating knife that I could throw endless knives. If anything goes down, just start throwing this shit in every direction, okay?
And my axe.
Sorry. Yes, and your axe.
And my axe.
Yes.
Because you started to talk a lot about your knife, and I just wanted to remind you, and my axe.
My axe, yes.
And my trunk.
Wow.
You didn't think I would let you stand here alone for this long, did you?
No, but it's weird that you took off your swim trunks and just flung them into the circle.
I just want to show you the merchandise.
We're not
looking to buy, but yeah, not bad.
Nuts for nuts?
I'm enjoying these peanuts a lot.
What are you guys talking about?
I just wanted to be natural about it.
We were talking about...
How tough I am and how I can never die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yes, his invulnerability.
And are grapes vegetables?
Are grapes vegetables? Great question, Chunt. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that for 20 to 25 minutes.
Maybe
I think
longer.
That sounds like a great idea. That seems like a perfect time, and I'm sure every single thing that all of you say, I'm going to validate.
Oh, Stan, that's so kind of you.
No problem.
Fuck.
I know.
Can I have my trunks back? I know I threw them at you, but I don't want you to see my elephantiasis. You know what that is?
Looking at your genitals, I can assume.
It's one of your balls. It's huge.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nuts for nuts. That's a tattoo above your crotch.
Yep.
It's almost like a reverse tramp stamp. Mm.
That seems like the perfect Magic Tavern place to take a break.
Although, before we go to break, I just want to say, if you're an elephant, one of the advantages is, if your balls get that huge, you're like, well, of course.
Yeah, it's just right there in the name.
They're supposed to be like that, probably.
Also, can you balance on that ball?
After the break, we'll find out.
And my axe.
Why didn't we just go to the break?
I'm doing it!
He's standing right on that ball. It's very impressive.
Wow.
How do you balance on your own ball? That's gonna hurt.
I can do it.
Or it's a wonderful sensation that none of us will
you wanna try?
Be able to appreciate.
Nope.
I can stand on there?
No, on yourself.
Oh, I suppose I could blow one up. Here we go.
Oh, you sort of just made his knockers droopy.
I don't think I can. My back is killing me.
Well, you tried, and that's the most important part. Sometimes people don't do things because they're not even willing to try. But you decided you were going to give it a shot, and you went out there and you did it.
You don't have to be so kind to us. Arnie, Usador, let's fight kindness with kindness. Let's be like saccharine sweet back to him. You... standing on your own ball is pretty impressive. You're fantastic. Wait,
Arnie,
am I being nice or kind?
Yes.
What's the difference?
Yes, you're so talented. I honestly, it makes us feel like less because we see how amazing you are. It's just so obvious, you know? How could we ever compare?
How could we ever compare?
Maybe we should. We should all compare ourselves to each other.
Well, you win immediately.
Absolutely. We love you, and we're sacks of shit.
How would you all compare yourselves to each other?
Well, let's see. Chunt would win, and I would come in a close second.
Shall I compare me to a summer's day?
Summer's day? Okay, well, it's going to be a little bit breezy, but pretty sunny.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of flora and fauna about. Mm-hmm. And then Arnie is like 6 foot two. Four. No, 6 foot four.
And Arnie sweats a lot, and people sweat a lot in the summer.
Yes.
That's true.
So that's something.
And we've been doing this for about 500 days, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Shall
mm-hmm.
we contrast you to a summer day?
Mm.
Compare and contrast. Sure.
Okay, so
now
you're...
it's all the ways Arnie's not like a summer's day?
Yeah, I guess so. So Arnie's like a human, and a day's like a...
Not a big sack of meat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I would last 24 hours.
Whoa, buddy, DMI.
Would you want to? The chafing. My God.
Is it working? Finding kindness with kindness? Is it working?
Stan, cut the shit.
What do you mean?
We know, and it breaks my heart to say this. You're trying to kill us with kindness.
No. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to you. You're my friends. My best friends. The best people I've ever met in the entire world. I've never met anyone like you before. The way that you're all so special, the way that you're all unique, the way that you're both like and unlike a summer's day at the same time.
Okay, now he's being sarcastic.
What?
I have a best friend?
Yeah, and it's me.
Oh, well, I thought I had a best friend, a Prel Fuels, but then he ignored me and responded to me and played horrible tricks on me. And Arnie and Chunt are obviously best friends, so you're my best friend?
I guess. I mean, I used to have another best friend.
Saucy Kyle?
No. He was a lord, but he wasn't the lightest lord. He was kind of different than a lot of other people.
Mm. Oh, guys, great. This is a missionary.
But I...
TMI, Arnie, TMI.
And, you know, I think in a lot of different situations, he could be misunderstood, but for me, he was the best friend I ever had, someone I would do anything for. I just don't know where he is.
Well, when's the last time you saw him? What does he look like?
He's dark. He's a lord.
Hold on, wait a second. Usidor, Chunt, reverse those words.
Lord Dark?
He's Crad. He's a Dureling.
Cradule. Oh, now I want creme brulee.
I think he's talking about the Dark Lord. He used to be best buds with the Dark Lord, who Usidor killed.
What?
I mean, this tavern used to be my playground. Like, things change.
I mean, you haven't heard the tales of Trip Fang killing the Dark Lord, which are untrue, and then there are other tales in other towns about Usidor having finally slayed the Dark Lord. That's why I'm a ghost now. Boo.
You're a ghost?
Yes, I can become incorporeal at will. Here, see? Mm-hmm. There you go.
But what about the times when you're not?
Just ghost stuff. Extra thick ghost stuff.
Extra thick ghost stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Thick ghost daddy.
Didn't like that sentence.
But, you know, it's just a way of me existing here in this world, even though I have returned to the realms of Ephesius. I might be a glone. We're not sure.
Let me test something. I'm putting a piece of just undone pottery in front of you, some clay, and a wheel. What are you going to do with it?
I'm going to get sexy as hell. Here we go.
Get from behind me. Sorry, I'm standing here. You put that in front. Get your arms off of me. What are you doing?
My
weirdo.
Love. Wait a minute. Which of you is in the front and which of you is in the back?
I'm in the front. I get. Well, it depends on where you're standing.
That is pretty ghosty.
What?
Stan, if you're here to get revenge on whoever killed the Dark Lord, it's too late.
What do you mean?
The person who killed the Dark Lord was Usidor, and Usidor's dead. He completed his one purpose and did some wizard bullshit, and now he's a ghost.
All right.
There's just something about this that doesn't add up.
Oh, math. Yeah, Arnie's terrible at math.
Yeah, I mean, it's confusing. I understand. It seems unlikely, you know, against all odds, good overcame evil, like it always does. But, you know, that's just the way it goes in the end. Sorry to say, chum, old friend, Stampede.
Stampede!
Look, I see you now. You, some evil minion of the Dark Lord. Know this, Know that even though Usador has shuffled off this mortal coil, that you stand here in front of a wizard with his full range of powers. And if you do e'er come here to threaten my friends, ere again I shall bring down the force of all of my powers upon thine head.
You don't seem as confident as you portray yourself to be.
Lightning.
Thunder.
Knife, sword, axe. Hold on, Usador.
Stump of wood. Are we playing a compliments game? What are
Holy
we doing?
Holy shit.
Well, we're playing knife, axe, stump of wood, I think.
He somehow deflected everything we threw at him.
How does that lightning spell work? God damn it.
Wait,
you talked
guys.
About kindness, you talked about trampling, you talked about everything, but did you think about my tusks?
Right in the gut.
Two of you sandwiched like, together.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm standing
Arnie,
over
on.
Here.
Get on, Arnie. Get on. It's through both of them a little bit. Get on there.
No,
make it like a little rotisserie. I'll spin in a circle.
Look,
come
Stan,
on.
Even though
what?
You're clearly trying to kill us, you're still adorable, and you make me want to do what you're saying, but I'm just too lazy to hop on a tusk.
Arnie,
like that.
Get
Can
on
I tell
the
you
tusk,
something?
A stampede joint.
You make me want to be a better fighter.
Oh, Stan, I need you here to kill us. In some ways, like, you're my perfect nemesis. You're so adorable that I'm always going to still kind of want you to be my best bud, just mm-hmm. like I've had a best bud for 7.5 years who's passive-aggressive as shit to me all the time.
Who, me?
And in what way is shit passive-aggressive?
Ooh.
Get on!
Can I get off this tusk now? This really hurts.
Yeah.
Wait, I have an idea. Shapeshift off of tusk, shapeshift into mouse. Aha! I didn't expect this. What? You're coughing? Did
it's
I?
In my mouth. It's in my mouth.
Oh, Shunt ran right into his mouth, like a Sears penis.
Grace, help me out.
Disgusting. Look, if you're not going to help me find my friend the Dark Lord, will you at least help me get a kill so I don't have to go to Droopy Knockers, because that was true?
Yeah, Saucy Kyle.
Oh, okay.
Wait, that part was true?
Yeah!
Yeah, I'm going to heal up. I just got off this tusk. I'll be all right. Just go kill Saucy Kyle. Everybody hates
okay.
his guts. He's a real prick.
Saucy Kyle, you seem like a really nice guy who's misunderstood. Love the fact that you're so much sauce.
Isor, you got off the tusk. That might make a good rumors. We'll talk later.
Look, I understand, Chun, but now we've sent Stan away. I don't know what to do. Another minion of the Dark Lord has come here, is upset that I killed the Dark Lord, even though we know the Dark Lord is trapped.
We're not a Dark Lord. We know that the Dark Lord.
Let's not maybe whisper that when he's still, like, in the room.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got big right. ears, too.
What are we okay. whispering about?
Oh.
Nothing at all.
Hmm?
Nothing?
Just careless whispers.
Hmm. I'm sorry about what I did.
Oh, no, I understand. You're no, evil, and that's...
No,
I'm
not. I'm not all evil. No one's all anything, right? You're not all wizard. You're not all shapeshifter. You're not all meat.
Wow.
Yeah, you're also hair, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
A lot of hair. Meat and hair.
Is that a t-shirt? Arnie, meat and hair?
Yes.
Well, I think that we can agree to disagree. I have some very evil friends. As this podcast has gone on, I've learned to make peace with people like, you know, Baron Ragoon and Drip Fang and, you know, even some of the people who live in the gray area, like Claudia the Witch, who mm-hmm. isn't really evil, but just sort of an agent of chaos.
No offense by saying gray area.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
I didn't even think about that. I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just want you to know that I think you're evil, and someday I will have to vanquish you when the forces of evil and good come to their mm-hmm. final reckoning. But until then, I hope that you can consider me a friend.
Same here, enchanté.
I do. I consider you all friends, and that's why I want to give you all gifts. And I want to think about if there's any piece of community service that feels close to your heart, please let me know. But first, here's a gift for each of you.
Wonderful. Mm.
Okay, I got a coupon. Mm-hmm. Good for one free back rub.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And so I just turn this into you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay. I got a potion here that says, not poison, drink immediately.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Not so far.
Okay.
And I got an ice pick.
Any questions?
What flavor is this not poison?
It's actually the kind of like a strawberry.
Oh, so.
No?
No. Fruit? What? No, thank you.
What do you mean? What do you like?
He likes red.
I like red potion.
Mm-hmm. Shoot.
Well, Arnie, I got you a gift as well to make up for 7.5 years of passive aggressiveness. Meat and hair. I fell in love with you, meat and hair. That is my big guy, Arnie. He's a big ball of meat and hair.
Better.
And meat
better.
And hair and hair.
Better.
We're having a meat and hair cute.
Aw. See? Something good did come out of today, right?
Yes. Yeah. Thanks, Stan.
No problem. Why don't you all just list all the things I've done that have felt meaningful to you today?
Oh. This is getting weird.
Yeah. You know what, Stan? I'm just going to say, despite it all, I'm a Stan.
Aw.
And
thanks.
I'm only going to allow you to try to kill me 7 or 8 more times, and then we're over.
Just don't do one of those things where I try to reach out and I wrote you, but you still ain't calling.
I might hate to call.
Oh, Stan's getting crystals out of his trunk. Huh. Yeah, this is getting weird. I think we're good. Oh, Stan's handing me an invoice. What is this for? Team building. Huh. Ooh. Isar, do you have 10,000 gold?
I got the 10,000. Ice pick stuck in my eye.
How did you? What the fuck?
Come on.
I think it's in my brain.
What?
How to get in there?
Banana or orange giraffe.
What?
That's a t-shirt.
Not to worry, if I can shake off having to listen to this, other people can shake off an ice pick to the head. User of the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Stampede, the Tiny Elephant Assassin, was played by special guest Becca Barish. If you want to see Becca perform live, she performs regularly with World News Tonight and Lil Tooties at the newly reopened IO Theater in Chicago. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon, many of whom, against my express wishes, have names, such as Wilf Rocks, David Strong, Joe Jerome, Tim Brown, Connor K, Ren Shepherd, Midnight Pixie, much cooler than Late Afternoon Pixie, Brett Allen, Lynn and Will, Elijah P, Rachel from New Haven, Bebo, parentheses, my toddler's nickname. Well, no one's forcing you to use it. Crush their ideas. They need a parent now, not a friend. Okay. Jem Ayanami, Torias, Travis Clark, Joe Beck, Lyman, Dave C., and Rachel T. List of names concluded. I wonder what season it is now, and if the continents have all merged back together yet. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, even the mistakes, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip from the most recent bonus episode. More behind-the-scenes stories from the road. Clip!
Here's the thing, and you're going to think that I'm making this up or lying or both, which I guess is the same thing. Within 3 hours of driving, we picked up our car from the rental place. Within 3 hours of driving, we had a car speed past us and get in front of us. It was one of the first cars we saw.
Mm-hmm.
Sped past us, got in front of us. It was a black SUV. Two other cars suddenly got in front of it. Turned out it was the president of Iceland.
What?
We looked it up and it was the president of Iceland.
Adam, wow. You're clearly making this up and or lying.
I'm not, I swear. We thought
How
it was
did you
funny.
Find this out?
We looked up, because the license plate was like Prez 1 or something, but we is very unsubtle. But we looked it up, Gemma Googled it, and it turned out it was the president of Iceland. And they were speeding, they were clearly late for something or off to somewhere. And they had like a security detail. So it's President Weiss. And we almost took a picture to be like, this, we got to post this on Instagram or whatever. And then we're like, this is an island of, I want to say 83 people. And I'm like, no one cares. Like, of course you're going to run into the president. So we thought better of making any big deal about it. And then we just went on with our lives.
Yeah.
And I think that was for the best.
I agree. Maybe you should move to Wyoming.
I would love to.
There'd just be no one around.
Why just see the president of Wyoming driving around?
Just think, one really strong magnet and all those recordings would be gone. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Anna Hoverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Oh, that really was a lot of names to read with a slight tinge of disapproval. Sorry.
No need to apologize, Tim. The scorn is essential to the success of the project. You know what? I think you've earned a LaCroix.
Thank you, Director Ward. Mmm, pamplemousse. Way better than grapefruit.
You're doing a commendable job. This isn't easy, and the hardest part is keeping track of what's real and what isn't. We've been working you too hard, and you lost your connection to the real world. I blame myself.
I just can't remember how all this started.
You will. You're back with us now, Tim, and I'm going to help guide you through this. We've been friends a long time.
Have we? Your voice does sound familiar and soothing.
That's right. I may ask you to do some things that won't seem to make sense, but trust me, Tim.
Trust you.
Trust me. I have a plan.
Hey everyone, Chunt here. That's right, the cone's off, and it's me talking normally. I want to apologize to all of you for getting stitches, if you know what I mean. Sometimes you record so often that you don't check your stitches and you assume your stitches are going to hold, but sometimes your stitches fuck up, and that's on me. It won't happen again.
It will.